North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding Number 1 is about sacred relatives. It states, Native people practice a deep interconnectedness with the land, the resources, the water, all living things, and all human beings. Land stewardship, respect for all two-legged, four-legged, winged, crawlers, and swimmers, and a strong belief in the sacredness of all human beings are key elements for our spirituality.
In this episode of Dakota Date Book, we'll hear from Kevin Locke, enrolled member of the Standing Rock Nation, in part two of Hihankaga and the Milky Way.
So then, if you look straight up on the, you know, the Milky Way kind of runs north-south, but it does shift straight up overhead, then there's a real, clearly you can see the main band of the Milky Way, you know, but there's a part there where it forks. There's a fork there, and the fork just trails off. So the brightest star there in that fork, I have no idea what that's called in English, but that's Hihankaga, right? That's right there. So the Hihankaga stands there and guards that fork. And so then when a person's coming, when a person passes on and they're making that journey, from afar that Hihankaga will shout out and says, Nituehe! He'll say, who are you? Who are you? And then as they get close, they says, Daku Inichiapihe! And what is your name? So then that person has to give their name at that time. Then as soon as that person gives their name, then their reality becomes manifest upon that person. And so this is why you see these pictures of these 19th century, how they bedeck themselves. They attire themselves in the way that they want to present themselves before Hihankaga. All the markings that they use, you know, the feathers, they represent all the good deeds, the generosity, the acts of magnanimity that they've done.
I'm Scott Simpson. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous Elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org.
Dakota Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.